My name is Ketia Aurelien, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for Euphrosina Ayala, E-U-F-R-O-S-I-N-A, A-Y-A-L-A. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with type 2 diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, as well as cardiorenal syndrome associated secondary to CAD, period. The aging process also plays a role in this CKD, period. Most recent kidney functions is a BUN of 29 from 35, creatinine of 1.26 from 1.48, and a GFR of 43 from 36. Which has pretty much remained stable. However, there is no calculation of the protein to creatinine ratio to assess for proteinuria, period. The urine analysis shows glucosuria, which is likely related to the syn Giardi, which includes Giardians, period. However, no significant activity is revealed, period. The patient is euvolemic and has unsteady blood pressure with no urinary symptoms or complaints, period. Number two, type 2 diabetes mellitus with hyperglycemia with recent A1C of 8.4% from 8.3%. She follows up with Hannah Campbell, APRN endocrinology, period. The patient refuses to administer insulin, but recently had her medication, her glimepiride, adjusted by Hannah at the last visit, period. Next line, arterial hypertension, which is very well controlled with blood pressure reading of 122 over 58, period. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, hyperlipidemia with an remarkable lipid panel. Continue with the current regimen. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, coronary artery disease status post one stent. Period. She has an upcoming appointment with Dr. Torres, cardiology, in January. Next line, peripheral neuropathy, which she uses a cane for. Next line, anxiety. She is taking Zoloft 50 milligrams daily. Next line, GERD, which is well managed with a PPI. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup and